This is program number LW2301. Well, a huge crowd once gathered to watch a famous magician perform. According to the rumor, he had come with an act so new that nothing like it had ever been seen before on any stage. Hi, this is Larry West. That night at the performance, the curtains parted and there stood the performer alone on stage. No assistants, no apparatus of any kind. The audience was filled with curiosity and suspense. It kept everyone in complete silence. You could have heard a pin drop. Suddenly, the entertainer on stage thrust his head into his cloak and so cleverly mimicked the squealing of a young pig that the audience insisted that he had had one concealed there within his clothes. They searched him and found no pig. Just then, a farmer stood up and said, "Do you call that a pig squeal?" He said, "If you people want to hear what a pig's squeal is really like, then come around here tomorrow." Well, the next day, a great crowd gathered again. They had come to see the clever entertainer put the boasting farmer to shame. Both men this time appeared on stage. First, the entertainer gave some of his most realistic grunts and squeals, and the crowd roared with approval. Everyone applauded. Then the farmer put his head down into his cloak, and immediately, hideous squeals came forth. Everyone booed. The crowd shouted, "That sounds no more like a pig than a cow. Get off the stage, you amateur. Get back to your barnyard." The farmer, though, stood his ground. "You fools," he cried. "This is what you ignoramuses have been hissing at." And then he drew from his cloak a real live little pig whose ear he had been pinching to make him squeal. Then the farmer said, "The next time, my smart city friends, let your own senses help you judge instead of your petty prejudices." That story was told by famous Aesop back in the 5th century A.D. It's got a moral to it. Don't denounce the genuine and applaud the imitation. Now, as you know, I've got to make a point out of all of this. And that is this. It's incredible how many assume the Bible is a fake. They denounce it. They make fun of it. But on the other hand, they applaud things like evolution. I mean, evolution is accepted everywhere. Just take a look at your children's science books, the ones they use in school. Visit the Smithsonian. Watch the insinuations in Saturday morning cartoons, television programs, movies. Evolution is applauded. Some say that today's Bible is a fake. It's not the same as the one originally written. Well, the Bible was written a long time ago, that's for sure, a long time even before the printing press was ever invented. It was written on material that rapidly crumbled, meaning it had to be copied and recopied for hundreds of years. But did you know that there has never been a book in all existence that has ever been more carefully copied? The Jews preserved the Bible as no other manuscript has ever been preserved. They had special classes of men and women within their culture whose sole duty was to preserve and transmit the Bible transcripts with practically absolute perfection. I mean, they counted the very letters and even the syllables. Whoever did that in the works of Plato or Aristotle, Cicero or Seneca? Let me tell you, when you pick up that book of books, the Bible, you've got the real thing. You've got the genuine. I've got a challenge for you today. Don't denounce the genuine and applaud the imitation. If you want to know what's real, pick up the Bible. Voltaire, ancient Voltaire, the noted French infidel who died back in 1778, was a fellow who scoffed at the Bible. Voltaire said that in 100 years from his time, Christianity would be swept from existence. It would pass into history. You know what happened? Voltaire passed into history. 50 years after his death, just 50, the Geneva Bible Society used his press and his house to produce stacks of Bibles. That's the book of books. I mean, if it had not been one from God, it would have died a long time ago. Don't denounce the genuine and applaud the imitation. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.